Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes the Ramona Rodeo and Parade, America on Main Street in El Cajon, a show by the Rhinestone Grannies, the Catfish Opener at Lake Jennings, and more.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including the Santee Street Fair and Craft Beer Festival, a Cactus Garden Festival at the Weghorst Museum, the Julian Fiddlin' Pickin' Contest, the La Mesa Flag Day Parade, the Taste of La Mesa, Boars and Brew along the San Diego River, concerts, live theater shows, and outdoor movies, all part of the summer fun here in East County.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more. The Ramona Rodeo takes place on May 19th through 22nd, along with other activities, including a parade down Main Street on the 21st and dancing to the country band Patrick Howard Trampas on the 20th and 21st after the rodeo. There's also a free slack rodeo performance on the 19th, as well as a kids' day on the 22nd, featuring the youngest cowboys and cowgirls riding sheep in the mutton-busting competition. Adult rodeo events include bull riding, bareback riding, barrel racing, a tie-down competition, steer wrestling, and more. Winners may advance to the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association National Rodeo Championship. For tickets and details, you can visit ramonarodeo.net.
The City of El Cajon invites you to bring the family to its fun, patriotic event, America on Main Street. This year's event has the theme, The Beach Comes East, and will be held on Saturday, May 21st from 12 noon to 8 p.m., coinciding with the National Armed Forces Day. The festivities include three stages with live entertainment, a Ferris wheel, food booths, a chili cook-off featuring police versus firemen, arts and crafts, a petting zoo. For details, you can visit AmericanMainStreet.org.
What better way to celebrate Older Americans Month than with singing, dancing, and comedy from fabulous ladies of a certain age? The Rhinestone Grannies will be giving a lively and hilarious performance on Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. in the El Cajon Library, located in downtown El Cajon.
Lake Jennings will hold its Catfish Opener on Friday, May 27th. The lake will open at 4 p.m. instead of the usual 6 a.m. and will close at midnight. 2,000 pounds of catfish will be stocked for this event. You're invited to come, drop a line, and try to catch a whopper. A full-size lantern is required for each party after 8 p.m. Boats are first come, first serve, and only registered campers will be allowed to fish the campground shoreline during the day on Friday, May 27th, before the catfish opener begins at 4 p.m. For more information, you can visit lakejennings.org.
Croc Kids Junior Theater presents Peter Pan Jr. on May 27th and 28th at 7 p.m., plus a 2 p.m. matinee on May 29th. Based on the Disney film and J.M. Barrie's enchanting play, Peter Pan Jr. is a modern version of the timeless tale about a boy who wouldn't grow up, with no flying required. The score includes new arrangements of classic Disney songs and a story featuring one rousing adventure after another. Wendy Darling loves to tell stories to her brothers, Michael and John, but when her father announces she must move out of the nursery, Peter Pan comes to visit the children and whisks them away to Never Never Land. Their journey introduced them to the Lost Boys, mermaids, Indians, and even the infamous pirate, Captain Hook. It's Peter to the rescue when Wendy is taken captive by the captain, who has his own sinister plans in mind for our hero. For tickets and more details, you can check out sdcroccenter.org, and that's Croc spelled K-R-O-C. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The Santee Street Fair and Craft Beer Festival draws over 30,000 visitors each year, with patriotic fun for the whole family. The 8th annual festival will be held this year on Saturday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Riverview Parkway and Town Center Parkway in Santee. The festival will feature local breweries and honor the military on the Heroes stage. Festival highlights include a craft beer festival, live music and entertainment, a crafter row and artist alley, over 300 food and vendor booths, carnival rides, and games for the family. For details or tickets, visit SanteeStreetFair.com.
The Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation welcomes acclaimed musician Gregory Page performing his one-man show on Sunday, May 29th from 3 to 4 p.m. at Mission Trails Regional Park's Visitor Center. You're invited to rewind to a bygone era with an afternoon of endearing, enduring, enchanting, and entertaining music by the one and only Gregory Page. He's a London-born croonador, that's crooner plus troubadour, and recording artist. The Gregory Page songbook has been featured in film, on television, the BBC, and NPR's Prairie Home Companion. He is an international touring artist and has performed his one-man show in Europe to both critical and popular acclaim. For more information, you can visit the Mission Trails website at mtrp.org.
You're invited to have a ropin' good time at the Cactus Garden Barbecue at the Olaf Weekhorst Museum, a hidden gem in downtown El Cajon. On June 4th and 5th from 5 until 9 p.m., Sons of Charity, Inc. will celebrate famed artist Olaf Weekhorst's iconic art and our region's Western heritage with a cowboy barbecue and concert by Smith & Western. This event benefits families battling childhood cancer and school programs offered by the museum to promote literacy. Also, savor tasty libations, enjoy a live and silent auction, and an outdoor concert to boot. For more information, you can visit weekhorstmuseum.org.
The California Old Time Fiddlers Association invites you to the Julian Fiddle and Pickin' Contest on Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, plus a Saturday night performance by two-time national fiddle champions. There's also a warm-up workshop on Friday, June 3rd, led by a national grand fiddle champion. Whether you're a fiddler, picker, or just a spectator, there's plenty of fun in Julian, with jamming throughout the town during the contest weekend. If you play, you're encouraged to bring yourself and your instrument and be prepared to smile all day long and all night long. For a full schedule and details, you can visit sandiegofiddler.org.
The city of La Mesa shows its patriotic spirit with the La Mesa Flag Day Parade on Saturday, June 4th, 2016. This annual community-supported event is held along La Mesa Boulevard through the downtown village. This year's theme is the Salute to Old Glory, and the Grand Marshal will be Cabrillo National Park in honor of the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. Pre-parade concerts start at 9 a.m. featuring local middle school bands. The parade rolls out at 10 a.m. Afterwards, a community ice cream social will be held at La Mesa Boulevard and 4th Street. For more information, you can visit the City of La Mesa's website.
The La Mesa Chamber of Commerce will host its 8th annual Taste of La Mesa on Monday, June 6th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the La Mesa Community Center. The public is invited to sample fare from many local restaurants and other food providers. Early bird rates are in effect through May 31st. For tickets and reservations, you can visit lamesachamber.com.
In celebration of Hemp History Week, a hemp road trip bus will be rolling out in East County on Monday, June 6th from 12 until 2 p.m. from the parking lot at Mountain Hempire in Alpine. Festivities will include a showing of the movie Bringing It Home, as well as tie-dye t-shirt making and food provided by Good Seed Hemp, including burgers, hot dogs, and popcorn. For details, you can check mthempire.com.
The City of Santee announces Fido Fest, a Pause in the Park event on June 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 550 Park Center Drive in Santee. This event features activities for both pups and people, including a mega adoption event with pups from several rescue organizations, plus an opportunity drawing to benefit dogs on deployment. For more information, you can visit the City of Santee's website.
The Olaf Weekhorst Museum and Western Heritage Center in El Cajon will host a show of nationally known local artists, including Gloria Chadwick and Grace Schlesier, starting in June. And Art After Five, Meet the Artist opening reception will be held on Thursday, June 16th from 5 until 8. For more information, you can visit weekhorstmuseum.org.
Christian Youth Theater will present the 9th annual San Diego Follies on June 16th through 19th at the Helix Main Stage Theater at Helix High School in La Mesa, San Diego's largest musical revue spectacle with dazzling costumes, scenery, and lighting. This year's Time Warp show will feature hilarious skits, musical numbers, flashy dancing, and a live band. For tickets, you can visit cytsandiego.org.
Lakeside's River Park Conservancy in Lakeside will host its second annual Boars and Brew on Saturday, June 18th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You're invited to sip and stroll along the banks of the San Diego River at this event which drew over 600 guests last year and also includes tasty foods. Guests will receive a complimentary mug for tasting. Discounted rates are available for designated drivers. For tickets and details, visit lakesideriverpark.org.
The City of La Mesa's Family Fun Outdoor Concerts 6 Series will be held once again in Harry Griffin Park each Sunday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The series opens on June 12th and runs through July 24th. For the season opener, the San Diego Concert Band will be performing. Other musical entertainment through the season will include Rhythm and the Method, Jazz West, Sonic Epidemic, Silver Mine, and the Big Band Ambassadors.
Movies and More by the Lake presents Lights, Camera, Beagle, the Peanuts movie on Friday, June 24th from 6 p.m. to approximately 9:30 p.m. at Santee Lakes. The cast of Young Actors Theater will perform songs from the movie. Plus, check out Lucy's psychiatric booth and batting practice on an inflatable batting cage. There will also be food, games, and plenty of fun. For more information, you can visit SanteeLakes.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our Festivals and Events section online at eastcountymagazine.org. If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.